Hello friends, welcome to the 19th episode of Blue Jays Mike. My name is David, and today the Blue Jays are playing the Angels in Anaheim. They are wrapping up their 4-game series in Anaheim, and Francisco Liriano today gave up 2 runs in 5 1/3 innings with 2 strikeouts, and that's basically the game right now. It's 2-1 Angels heading to the top of the 9th. Blue Jays got a home run from Russell Martin in the top of the 4th off of Jesse Chavez, and that was the only run that the Blue Jays scored today. Let's see if they could score any more runs here in the top of the 9th. So, with that said, let's see what happens. Bud Norris is on the mound for the Angels, trying to close this game. And he'll be facing the left-handed hitter, Justin Smoke, first baseman. And the pitch is inside for a ball, 1-0 the count. Smoke has in his career against Norris, he's 3-for-7. So Smoke has a tendency of owning Bud Norris, and he owns him again with that base hit up the middle. So Justin Smoke is now on board with no outs here in the top of the 9th, and he's leaving the game right now. Okay, alright, so Darwin Barney comes in as the pinch runner for Smoke. Okay. And the batter now is Russell Martin, who's 2-for-3 today with a solo home run in the top of the 4th. The pitch by Norris is fouled to the left side. 0-1 the count. Norris rubs the baseball, puts it in his glove. Sets. Throws. And it looked like a curveball that was way outside. 1-1 to count. So Norris looks at first, looks at the signs, delivers, and it's a pitch that is right down the middle for a strike. 1-2 to count to Russell Martin, who looks at the third base coach, looks at the batter's box, looks at Norris, and he takes that pitch that is a curveball that's low, 2-2 to count. So it's a battle right now between Norris and Russell Martin, with Darwin Barney as the pinch runner in first. Let's see who wins this battle. And that pitch again is low. It's a fastball that is low. 3-2 to count. Mike Socha, looking from the dugout, looks like he's very impatient. Looks like he wants Bud Norris to get Russell Martin out. But instead, Norris throws the pitch to the first baseman, and Barney goes back to the bag. So let's see what Norris does now. The pitch is swung on and foul to the right side and out of play. So Russell Martin with the mighty hack fouls it off. It's still 3-2 to count. If Martin didn't foul off that pitch, that would have been strike three. That would have been a pitch that was right down the middle. So a good hack by Martin. And let's see what he does now. The set, Martin walks him. In other words, Russell Martin walks to first. So with Barney running, that was ball four. So Barney doesn't get a steal. There's no hit and run. And now there's two men on base for Bud Norris. That was a pretty good AB by Russell Martin. It's a pretty good AB. So you could see on the mound right now that Bud Norris is feeling stress. He's talking to his infielders about what to do next. He looks nervous, just a little bit nervous. He's worried about Chris Coughlin tying the game here for the Blue Jays. He's batting left-handed. And that bunt by Coughlin is fouled to the left side and into the Angels dugout. Okay, so 0-1 to count to Chris Coughlin, who's 1-for-3 today. Bud Norris so far has thrown 10 pitches. Norris looks at the signs. He's not shaking off any of the signs. Coughlin with the bunt again, but that pitch was upstairs, and Coughlin squares off that pitch. So the count now is 1-1 the count to Chris Coughlin, who tries the bunt again. Let's see what happens. And he bunts that one into the air and to the left side, and it's fouled. So again, that ball rolls into the Angels dugout, and that's the second strike for Chris Coughlin here in the top of the ninth with no outs. And Norris takes time, steps off the mound. Chris Coughlin steps off the batter's box, steps back in, looks at Norris, and fouls off that pitch. That was a 96 mile per hour fastball. He fouls it off to the left side and into the seats. So the count is still 1-2 to Chris Coughlin. Martin Maldonado, the catcher. Okay, he's walking into the mound, talking to Bud Norris. It looks like they want a pitch that is away maybe. Just so that they could strike Coughlin out. Oh. Oh. And Chris Coughlin does strike out. But not on a pitch that's outside, but on a curveball that was in the dirt. And yeah, he fooled Coughlin with that pitch. And yep, the check swing right there, and the home plate umpire calls him out. So Chris Coughlin strikes out here in the top of the ninth. One out with two men on board, and here's Devin Travis at the plate, right-handed batter. Ooh. The pitch by Norris is a slider that is inside. Almost hits the dirt. 1-0 to count. To Devin Travis, who's 0-for-3 today. The pitch, ooh. It's a fastball that's inside that almost hits Devin Travis. Mike Socha from the dugout is shaking his head. He didn't like that pitch from Norris. Thought he showed some control issues. Let's see what Norris throws. The set, the pitch is a slider that's inside for a strike. 2-1 to count. Devin Travis disagrees with that pitch, talks to the home plate umpire, looks back at Norris. Travis wants that. He takes time, steps off the batter's box, walks back in. But from what I see so far in this at bat, it looks like Travis wants a pitch that is inside. So let's see what happens here. Oh my gosh, that's awful. Man, Devin Travis grounds into a double play. Man, he did get a pitch that's inside. Oh my gosh. But instead, he grounds out to the second baseman, who flips it to Simmons. Simmons then throws it to first, and that's your ball game. So the Angels win by a final score of 2-1 on a double play by Devin Travis. They win by a final score of 2-1. So, okay. All right, Angels win. Okay. Blue Jays still have 5 wins. And they now have 14 losses, so their record is now 5-14. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm gonna double check that for a second. Let's see. Yep, it's 5-14. So Blue Jays don't get their 6th win here in their final game against the Angels in Anaheim. Liriano takes the loss, even though he pitched pretty good. 5 1/3 innings, giving up 2 runs, not a bad outing. I just wish he got a little more offensive support. The Blue Jays overall had 7 hits, but they only scored 1 run. The Angels had 5 hits, and they scored 2 runs, so with the base hits and the home runs that you see from the Blue Jays, they're getting a lot of hits, but those hits aren't translating into runs. Like, that's the main problem here. But this loss today just feels it just feels like another loss. It doesn't feel like a losing streak or the start of a losing streak. It just feels like, okay, just another loss this season. You know, I don't think this loss would be magnified like other outlets would try to do. You know, but you know, if the Blue Jays didn't, you know, struggle so mightily this season, if they had, let's say, if their record was like, I don't know, 9 wins, 10 wins, yeah, no one would be panicking. It would just be another loss this season. But for me, I'm going to ignore the Blue Jays record for a second and just focus on what happened in today's game. And while it's unfortunate that Devin Travis grounded into a double play and that's how the game ends, this game doesn't feel too, you know, it just feels like another loss. It's not like the Blue Jays loss by 6 runs or 7 runs or 3 runs, you know. It's a close game. And yes, the Blue Jays did lose a lot of close games this season, but at the same time, this loss is not in any way a reflection of the Blue Jays' you know, overall, like, record, I guess. I mean, what I'm trying to say is, it's not a reflection of how the Blue Jays have been playing the entire season, I don't think. You know, the Blue Jays offense is starting to come around. You're starting to see more hits. And so the timing for these hitters are getting better, which means that you're going to start seeing more hits from the Blue Jays. Now, whether or not it translates into runs, that's the other question. And you could even argue that, you know, that's the problem the Blue Jays have been facing all season. You know, they're getting hits, but they're not scoring enough runs. You know, you could say that's a trend, and, you know, today's loss is a continuation of that trend. But I would counter that by saying that the Blue Jays now are starting to show more life in their offense, and it's just a matter of time before the offense starts clicking and you see different players in the lower order of the lineup, you know, start to score runs for this team. You know, they're getting more playing time, which means they're getting more opportunities to see the ball better and hit the ball better. And whereas in the beginning, they probably struggled quite a bit, like Ryan Goins or Chris Coughlin. But, you know, because of the injuries to Donaldson and Tulowitzki, well, they're getting more playing time. And, you know, when they get more playing time, they're going to hit better. And when they hit better, they're going to score more runs for the Blue Jays. So, it's just a matter of time before the Blue Jays start to score more runs from their hits. They're not just going to get another base hit. Maybe they'll get another base hit and you'll get an RBI double, you know, to score the run from first. You know, I think that's going to be the trend moving forward when it comes to the offense. I don't think we'll see, home runs being the only way for the Blue Jays to score runs. I think we'll start seeing more base hits and RBI singles and doubles to drive in more runs for this team. So, pay attention to that trend moving forward, Blue Jays fans. That could be the way the Blue Jays score runs, and that's how they can build momentum when it comes to scoring runs early in the game, you know? So, I think the Blue Jays' offense will be okay, even though their offense right now seems to be following a trend of getting hits but not scoring runs. It's only a matter of time, you know. And the season, keep in mind, is still pretty long. You know, we're close to the end of April here. We still have May, we still have June, July, August, September. You know, there's still plenty of time for the Blue Jays to go on a winning streak and get back to 500. All it takes is just a 3-4-5 game winning streak to get things going. And keep in mind as well that, you know, April records don't indicate anything about the Blue Jays' overall season. I mean, last season, I think the White Sox played pretty well early in the season, and, you know, I think they had like a winning April record or something. And look what happened, they didn't make the playoffs. They were one of the worst teams in baseball last year, and so April doesn't mean anything in terms of records. It's, you know, yes, it's disheartening to see the Blue Jays, you know, have the worst record in baseball, but I'm pretty sure by the end of May, they're not going to have the worst record in baseball. I mean, come on, this team is getting a lot of hits. They're just struggling to translate those hits into runs. But when they do, when they start clicking somewhere in May or hopefully the end of April, they're going to score a lot of runs. Okay, this team can be an offensive juggernaut with or without Tulowitzki or Donaldson. These utility players just need more at-bats to see the ball better and hit the ball better. So that's my overall assessment of the Blue Jays so far this season. You know, and when we look at today's game, it's just another loss. No big deal. Let's not sensationalize the Blue Jays and say the season is over when it's not. There's still plenty of time left. So with that said, that's it for today's episode of Blue Jays Mike. Blue Jays lose this game to the Angels by a final score of 2-1, but it's just another loss. No big deal. Let's see what the Blue Jays do tomorrow when they go to St. Louis to play the Cardinals. That should be a fun matchup. I will see you tomorrow. Go Jays!